Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast, and this is my podcast dedicated to sharing my journey growing food in my allotment and garden. Today is November 12th, 2018. This is episode 193, titled How I Create Compost. So coming up today, we have How I Create Compost, a little bit of a talk on how I do that, and it's actually been really difficult to put together, if I'm honest. Before that, we will have the Garden Days calendar and what that suggests to do for this next week, which, funnily enough, does mention compost or organic matter anyway. But before that, of course, we will have the diary. Before that, a couple of things. Last week's podcast with Stephen seemed to go down very, very well. A lovely chat to Stephen, and I hope to do more of those sort of podcasts in the future. Secondly, I mentioned Roots and All podcast last week. Well, I'm going to have to mention Lee again, the skinny jean gardener. He's become a very good friend of mine, I'm pleased to say. We've been chatting quite often, sharing tips and stuff, but he gave me a little mention on his podcast today, which I love hearing that from him. Anyway, I thought I'd mention this because he has a competition going on his podcast where you may win tickets to the Ideal Home Show Christmas edition, which is next week, I believe. So if you want to find out how to do that, as well as have some entertaining gardening podcast, and it's high energy, I won't lie to you, it's high energy, check him out, The Skinny Jean Gardener. That's available on pretty much every good podcast site out there. If you do message him, tell him you heard from me as well. Always good. Anyway, let's crack on with the diary. Okay, today is Wednesday, the 7th of November, 2018, and I managed to finish work at 3:30. And by finishing work, I mean I get home from work. So there was still a little bit of light, but it was just starting to get a bit dusky. It's rained all day today. Although it's been relatively warm, it has been a lot of rain, which meant if I'd gone down the allotment, I probably would have got the van stuck in the mud. Or it would have been very wet. So instead, I decided just to come straight home. Let my chickens out, which is probably the most important thing for me to do in the evenings. Let chickens out of their cage. I say cage, they run. And let them out into the vegetable patch. While they were out there, I decided to complete clearing and tidying my greenhouse, which I did. I need to wash out the outside thinking about it, but on the inside, everything's cleared. I then mulched the soil in there with some compost out my compost bins, which is slowly just emptying that compost bin out, which is nearly empty, thankfully. And then I pot into the greenhouse some of my plants that need a bit more protection over the winter, such as my banana tree, my peach tree, a few dahlias, which aren't really edibles. Well, they are actually, but more than that another day, I think. And yeah, that's just got that beds in there mulched and, well, ready for next year, getting the fertility into the ground. I'm thinking I've got some kale plants that I haven't got anywhere to go. I might put those in there for the time being as well, but we'll see on that. After that, I actually tidied up some of my rhubarb plants because they're outside and the stems are slowly dying back, although there are still some stems. But if I tidy them as they need tidying, I'll be mulching that soil pretty soon as well. I'm just waiting for the rest of the rhubarb to die back. But yeah, that's what I have done today. Well, today is Saturday the 10th of November 2018. And today, well, it's been a very, very lovely day. The ideal day to go down the allotment, dare I say it. But unfortunately, I had the in-laws visiting for lunch. So that wasn't really an option for me. Instead, I spent the morning at home and I did a bit of work in the garden, mostly kind of tidying up just various things. And one area particularly was my rhubarb patch, where I've been stripping away a lot of the old rhubarb that isn't going to be used anymore. It's gone past it and it's slowly dying back, ready for winter. So I've cleared what could be cleared away and that all got thrown on the lawn with the clippings from last weekend. Now, although it was a bit wet still, it rained last night, I got out my lawnmower and run over the lawn and all my clippings and got that all chopped up nice and small and then followed that with raking up I still miss my old lawnmower that used to collect cuttings, if I'm honest, but I've still got this mulching mower, but that does mean I need to rake up the clippings afterwards. And the reason I'll rake up the clippings I'll come to in the compost section later on. Anyway, that was that job out the way and done. I've got a theory with my greenhouse on how to heat it up. I may have said this last week, or not heat it up, keep it warm. But I'm going to get a little compost heap going in there. So at the moment, I've just got a little black box that I've put some of the lawn trimmings into. And when I clean the chickens out, I'll add some of that in. And that should, one, make compost as it breaks down, but it should produce heat. And that might just be enough to warm my greenhouse. I'm not sure. It's going to be another little experiment that we'll do over the next few weeks. Well, today is Sunday, the 11th November, 2018. And I've been down the allotment today. When I first got down there this morning, I did my usual walk around, and one of the things I noticed was that some of my onion sets had been pulled out. That's simple. I just popped them back into their holes, although I was quite so pleased to see that they had developed roots. So they are growing and doing their thing. I then got the barbecue on and warming up, and I went into my shed and prepped up a pork fillet that I brought with me. This pork fillet I was basically stuffing with some elephant garlic and some rosemary, so pretty simple stuff. That then went into the barbecue, and one of the areas I wanted to tidy today was my asparagus bed. So I started pulling out weeds in that with my hands. All of a sudden, I had a sharp stabbing pain in the palm of my hand. Now, if you get a bit grossed out by things like this, you might want to skip on a few seconds, but for the most part, it's not going to be too bad. So yeah, I had a look at the palm of my hand where I had this sharp stabbing pain, and stuck in my hand was a bit of straw, a bit of grass. It's just got a bit long. So I started to pull it out, and to be honest, I was amazed how long this piece was. It was a good inch at least. I'm amazed it didn't come out the other side of my hand. It was that long. So yeah, I pulled that out. I gave my hand a really, really good wash and a clean up and covered in plaster, and then I went and got my gloves and used those. That's a big, big thing now. I'm very bad at using gloves. I tend to just want to get stuck in, but that could have been pretty dangerous. We all have heard of sepsis and things that can happen. So, that's not a good start, shall we say. But anyway, I cleaned it up, put a bandage myself up, and carried on working, but with gloves. So get a good set of gloves. I finished weeding the asparagus bed, and then I decided it was time to mulch it with some compost, which came out of my compost heaps, which is pretty relevant considering I'll be talking about that later. That bed is now completely mulched with a good helping of compost. So then I turned my attention again to clearing the weeds at the very top of my allotment. And this has been an area that, well, I kind of neglected. It's been right at the top, and it's been that area that I've said, well, I'll come to that this following year. I wanted to get on top of the rest before tackling this one. For the most part, I kind of have, but yeah, the couch grass is the biggest problem on my allotment. Anyway, I wanted to clear out every single weed from there, but it was a lot of work. I got through most of it, and it's looking a hell of a lot better. The rhubarb area is definitely free of weeds and around the gooseberry bushes and stuff. The biggest problem, and this is where I'm also having to decide what to do, is there's a load of raspberries that are growing there. And if you grow raspberries, you will know how much, not only do they spread, but and take over, but they're very difficult to weed in between. Now, I've got to decide whether to dig out a load of raspberries and get rid of them, or just to thin them out. I'm thinking I'm going to get rid of a load of them. Anyway, I got through most of this, but it was getting dark, so I packed up and ate my a bit of pork. It was very nice, although a little dry. Packed up, and as soon as I decided to pack up, it started raining, and I'd escaped the rain all day. It was a beautiful day, actually, a bit windy, but for all day, it'd be really nice, right up to the point I decided to pack up. Thankfully, it's time to go home, so that was it for today. We're back in the studio now, and it's Monday, of course. I'll going to talk about the weekly harvest report in just a second, but I've got a bit of a pea update. Now, I said last week that the unsoaked peas had germinated first, and that's certainly still the case. Although the germination rate on those has not been great, to be honest. I think there's only about 8 peas that have germinated out of 32, so that's not great. However, today, their first signs of the soaked peas germinating has started. So that's about a week's difference, so I'll be keeping an eye on those and seeing how they get on, especially with the germination rates. Anyway, the weekly harvest report came out last night, and that is available on the website, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk, if you would like to read it. But a quick run through of what we've harvested this week. We've had eggs, raspberries, cabbage, Cape gooseberries, herbs and salad leaves, and it all came to £10.79, which is lower than I would like, but it's still getting food come in, so it's not a complete failure, and it's actually, we've still got plenty of food in the freezer and things, so yeah, can't complain really. Okay, so this is really bringing the diary section up to an end. Okay, let's have a look at this week's Garden Days calendar suggestions. And it reads for this week, dig new beds to be freshly planted, working in some well-rotted manure or compost. This is best done before winter rain and snow makes the soil too heavy to work with. Send for seed catalogues and make a note of interesting new varieties. Order seeds and plan next year's planting schemes in good time. Yeah, I don't have much to really comment on that. The digging, I tend to just mulch the soil as opposed to dig. So, don't really need to know that. Seed catalogues, I'm getting plenty come through my door, so that's certainly time to look through those. And making plans is all what I plan to do over the next few weeks anyway. I just got to sit down one evening and do it. Yeah, so that's what the Garden Days calendar suggests to do for this week. I received an email from Isabel, who's a listener. She recently started listening to the Veg Grower podcast. The crux of her email was about a compost heap that she inherited on her allotment. At first, she thought it was full of brambles and weeds, but then the side fell away and revealed that underneath a layer of weeds, there was some really dark, crumbly soil. I think she said it was a bit smelly, but she wondered if this was any good. Well, I replied to her and said, I think it would be absolutely fine. It may have a few weed seeds in it because it's probably a cool compost heap, and to get rid of the top layer and compost that again. However, the compost itself is probably fine. The fact that it was a bit smelly is probably because when it was built, it didn't have enough brown materials, which I will go over in a bit. And as a mulch, it will probably be absolutely fine. Although weed seeds may be in it, that's pretty common with cold or cool composting. So I've kind of answered her question in that, but I've gone over several things. The first thing is green and brown materials. What are they? Well, green materials are pretty easy to get hold of. They are things like lawn clippings, leaves, and that sort of thing. And brown materials are things like wood shavings or wood and card, paper, that sort of thing. And a compost heap needs both of these materials because they tend to react with each other or rot with each other to create the composting process. The good mixture of the two is about 50% of each, which is easier said than done. Down the allotment, I tend to get a lot of green material, whereas at home I get a lot of brown material, but I'll go over that in a bit. I also mentioned cool composting, which is a process I basically do on the allotment, and I think that is what most of us will be doing. Cool composting is basically where everything gets heaped up into a pile and left to rot down. It takes quite a while. I would say mine takes a good year. Because it doesn't get hot, it doesn't kill off any weed seeds in quite the same way as hot composting. But for me, down in allotment, my compost is built out of 3 pallets made into a U-shape. And because it's pallets, there's plenty of ventilation, which is why it doesn't hold onto the heat, but it also helps. And I just throw all my materials in there and leave it to rot down. In fact, I grow pumpkins in top of it over the summer months. At home, however, I do manage to get a type of hot compost in. But before I say that, expert composters out there will say that composting at home or hot composting at home is not possible or doesn't get hot enough to kill off the weed seeds because the piles themselves are not big enough. Well, in my experience with how I do it at home, I don't get weed seeds. Now at home, what I do, I have the chickens and the quail, so I'm getting a lot of wood shavings and chicken manure and quail manure. That all goes into my compost bins, which are at home the Dalek style. So they're sealed all the way around except for the floor. And because they're sealed, that holds in the heat and that holds in the moisture. The wood shavings and the waste from the birds is obviously the brown material. Although the chicken manure, I think, is classed as green manure. Or green waste, sorry. For the green material, I tend to use lawn clippings after mowing the lawn. But what I also do, if I cut anything down or remove anything, now this could be prunings from my privet bush out the front, it could be old tomato plants, it could be prunings from my ivy. And that all gets thrown on the lawn, and I run over that also on the lawnmower. That was a lot easier when my lawnmower used to collect up the clippings. The one I use now is a mulching lawnmower, which means I have to go back over it with a rake, which is very annoying. I do want one that collects the waste again. Anyway, that's beyond the point. So yeah, all these clippings then get thrown into my compost bins. And once a week, I like to mix up the compost and just stir it. I use a pitchfork because it's nice and long handle and it's just right for mixing it up. And this just mixes the green and brown materials together. Every now and then, I may add a can of water, but that's very rare. For the most part, I'm just leaving it to do its own thing. And in about 3 months, it's producing compost. Now, I said it's a hot compost, and within a few days of potting the materials into the compost bin, it is getting hot. An example of how hot it gets is something I've done over the weekend in the greenhouse. Now, in the greenhouse, I'm looking at a way of heating it, or just keeping the frost off anyway. So in there, I've put a black tub, and into that, I've put some lawn clippings and some wood shavings. And I'd done that on Saturday. Today, I haven't mixed them or anything, but I just put my hand in the middle and it was hot. Hot that I couldn't hold my hand in there for long. So it certainly gets very hot pretty quickly. And that is what I'm going to be trying to utilise in the greenhouse. In a compost heap, it's definitely in the bins anyway. It's very, very hot. I can lift the lid off and there's just steam coming from it. So that is obviously killing off the weed seeds. Now, of course, I do let my chickens run around or peck through the compost if I throw it on the soil. So that may be why I'm also not getting weed seeds. But in my experience, I've not got any seeds left in there. Now, why is this helping with the compost process? Because it's chopped up small, it's speeding things up. If you think about it, something small rots quicker than something big. The wood and the brown materials is part of the reaction. I can't quite explain how it happens. I just think it's part of the rotting process, and that's all I need to know. I'm sure there's some scientists out there that could explain it all to me, and I could probably do the research, but I just know it works. So I don't really need to know the science behind it, to be honest. But anyway, 50% of green and browns, chopped up small, is all it takes to create some really good compost. Now, I mentioned the heat coming off it and using it to heat up my greenhouse. That may sound like a bit of a crazy idea, but the Victorians used to use this a lot. It's called hot bedding, or the hot bed process. And in fact, it's how the Victorians used to grow pineapples. If this experiment I'm holding in the greenhouse is successful, I'll be doing it in many years to come. But I do know it is successful. Steve from Steve Seaside Life, who I've mentioned many, many times actually, he uses this process and it works very well for him. And if you want to see how it's done, check out his videos on YouTube. Yeah, I hope that has helped with your composting techniques at home. If you've got anything to add, please let me know. You can comment on the blog post, of course, found at theveggiegrowerpodcast.co.uk, or email me, richard@theveggiegrowerpodcast.co.uk. Well, I hope that has helped you with your composting. It certainly is easy if you get the mix right. Anyway, I'll be wrapping up in just a second. So if you didn't listen to last week's episode with Stephen, please go check it out. Well, a really good chat I had with him. I've mentioned the Skinny Jean Gardener and his competition. Really good. Get into that. By the way, Lee, that was my submission. Yeah, check him out at Skinny Jean Gardener. Everything else has been done except what I forgot to do last week, and that is the weekly seed competition. Now, I've got to send out all this month's seeds, so if you haven't got yours yet, they are on their way, or they will be on the way over the next few days. But this week's winner goes to Nikki. Now, Nikki has been commenting on the blog on a few different blog posts, which I'm very, really, really pleased about. I've got your email address, Nikki, but if you could email me, it's richard@theveggiegrowerpodcast.co.uk. That way I'm not going to cross any boundaries, if that makes sense. You know how it is with laws on emailing people. Anyway, if you can email me and I'll get that sent out to you ASAP. As always, Nikki, much love. But much love goes to everybody out there anyway. I really do love all my listeners. Anyway, I'm getting all choked up now. So, yeah, thank you very much for listening. I really, really enjoy doing these podcasts. I really enjoy you joining me on these podcasts. They can be a little tricky, I know, but hey. I forgot to mention, I'm on the Vape Show this Wednesday, if you're interested. I'm going to be cooking up some sweet peppers, sweet potatoes even, on his stove. That's facebook.com/LaVopeShow, 8 p.m., bit different, I know. I say a bit different. I've done a few of them, but I haven't done any for a while. But yeah, we've got quite a few listeners from there and people into gardening. So if you want to come along, we'll be chatting about gardening as well as the usual Vape Show called Explorer stuff. Come along and join in. And I'd love to hear from you. Anyway, that is it for this week. Please take care, and I'll see you all again next time.